we talked about stuff that could be taken as a society, but what other governmental policies do you think need to be enacted to make the situation manageable?
My own thought is that drug addiction is a symptom. Crime is a symptom of a systemic problem in the society, which also includes racism and poverty. We often try to treat the symptom and not the cause. And I would like us to start looking at the cause of all of these things that are out there that you've just mentioned in your question. I'd like to see the commencement of guaranteed annual income. Some work has been done in Scandinavia where the guaranteed annual income, it's not a magic wand, but it has greatly reduced people's poverty and it's reduced people's need to fill empty spaces with mood-altering substances. And so there's a more of a whole sense of health in the society. And I think how we treat the most vulnerable in our society is really a sign of how well and how healthy our society is.
You know, I have some questions. I've been doing a lot of research lately on training programs for teachers. So I was just wondering if that was something that you wanted to talk about, like the importance of training teachers better and their role in the whole process.
I want to give a shout out to teachers because we have almost in our society expect them to be the parent and loco parentes. And, you know, a lot of the responsibilities that are the responsibility of the home and the greater society, we've just offloaded it onto teachers. And I really want teachers to teach. You know, if we're going to staff and put the school board is going to start hiring social workers and have a contingent of social workers in the school, I think that's something you can do. But let the teachers teach. And if we want the school to do more than teaching, then we should fund it and hire the social workers to be in the school.
You're saying that teachers already have enough on their plates and all of that, but when it comes to actual training for them, it would be the higher authorities who would be funding that. It would be the government or school board or whatever who would be funding that training. So it wouldn't necessarily be on the teachers to take the initiative to get the training. What do you want to say about perhaps improving training and how that could have an impact on youth and their involvement in criminal justice?
Systemic racism is pervasive in our society. We have to become much more aware of systemic racism with people from other cultures who come to Canada. So we have to become much more aware and involved in becoming good allies with Indigenous people, Black people, people of color. And that is not just for the teachers. It's in every aspect of life. I mean, I'd like to see corporations start to have awareness training on racism. But it's not just for teachers. It's for all of us to become more aware and sensitive and see ourselves in modern Canada. I mean, society is changing and we have to welcome and embrace it. I spent a lot of my life in Nova Scotia, and Nova Scotia today, if it wasn't for immigration, would be in terrible state because the young people in Nova Scotia today are the children of immigrants of a color from various parts of the world. And Nova Scotians are adjusting from being totally white and becoming to embrace and understand the Indigenous people in their midst, as well as Black people in their midst, but people of all colors. There's a shift happening, and I think we have to also move from our colonialist past here and become more aware. So it's not just teachers, it's all of us that have to have training in our midst, whether it be as clergy or as industrialists or people going through a school of business. Doesn't matter where, I think we all have to become more engaged in systemic racism and how to alleviate it.
Okay, Dave, is there anything that you would like to add that we didn't get to cover?
There's a lot of fine resources around today, and I really support the work that the University of the Fraser Valley is doing with their park center. I think that this deserves more highlighting, especially with our Indigenous people. They're our brothers and sisters, and we've treated them as second class. I mean, I'm recording this interview with you today, the day that in Ontario, they're looking at sentencing of a person who threw a trailer hitch at an Indigenous person, and that person eventually died. I mean, there's something wrong in our society when we're doing this kind of thing. And I've lived in the Valley here now for quite a while, and I know there's racism here. We have to start working at overcoming racism and working together.
Thank you, Dave, for being here. It was great talking to you.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Thank you.